The truth about the detailing industry.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
I'm Nick.
And this is the DIY Detail Podcast. Today, we have a special guest. You might know him as Eddie Colon. Others know him as the fake detailer. And you just might know him as Eddie. Great guy, keeping it real, from the Keep It Real podcast, from the Eddie Colon YouTube channel, EC Details himself, Eddie.
Can we get a round of applause? A little drum roll. Eddie Colon, what's up, baby?
Hey, appreciate you all for having me on. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Eddie, you don't mess around. You tell it like it is, all right? And I felt like you were the perfect person to get on this podcast. And Ivan, we really want to expose the detailing industry. Get the truths out there. And Eddie was the guy. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong at all. You know, Eddie has a peculiar talent, and that is to say whatever comes to his mind, but he does so in a loving way. He doesn't belittle anyone. He doesn't put anyone down. It's just what comes out is real. And the name of his podcast, the Keep It Real podcast, you can see it on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern. But the Keep It Real podcast is just that. He's keeping it real. And it's really a fun podcast. I've been on it a few times. You've been on it a few times, Nick. We'll actually be on, or we will have been on it yesterday, I guess, because this is recorded on Wednesday, premiered on Friday, but we'll be on Eddie's channel yesterday. So
that the way you said that broke my mind. I have 2 degrees and I died inside. Just
Eddie, there are a lot of people who watch our channel and your channel. They're the enthusiasts out there. They love cars. They love cleaning cars, but they're not all the way down the rabbit hole. What if it's like your brother or your neighbor or just like someone who's getting into the industry? What would you want them to know before they start getting wrapped up in the latest hype? And we're a company, right? We have videos that we produce so that we can help people detail and hopefully they buy our products from us. Like, I get it. We're part of that. But there's a lot of advertising. There's a lot of marketing. There's a lot of hype out there. So we're bringing you on here just to give that honest opinion of, you know, what you'd want the everyday person out there to know about the industry before they jump in.
And it's okay, like, before, like, Ivan and Nick, can I say what I want to say and name some other brand? Okay. I just want to, I don't want to take it off message here. So there's a couple of things I would say to people starting. If I could talk to old Eddie, right? Eddie starting out. The few things is, don't believe the stuff you watch on the YouTube ads. Let's take F11 for a minute. Have you ever bought F11? $50 for the product. And it lasts one wash. I had a customer come to the shop. Oh, man, I just got F11. I did his car in Hydro Light. Shout out to your success at Hydro Light's Bus and Coating. We did his Camaro. He's like, can I put F11 on this? I took F11. I took $30 off his check and I gave him ceramic gloss. And I said, here's the difference, right? This will actually last if you need it. So I think if I could just tell people when you're first starting is, do not believe in the hype. If you see a company that's been around for like you guys a year and all the new ones coming up where they have been vetted, they have been tested, they have been proven, then give them a shot, right? If you see new companies because they're popping up everywhere and they have the latest, greatest thing. Now we have another dude online. Don't know what the guy's name is. Don't believe in the hype of F11, Typhoon. I'm like, what in the heck is Typhoon or Typhoon or Typoglycan? I'm like, isn't that like a glucose level? Right, Ivan? Like, it's the new thing. Like, stop the lying and just be honest. If you're honest about your business and you just sell quality products, I believe that it will just sell itself. So that's what I would tell people. Don't believe in the miracle cures, just like fad diets, right? Don't believe in the fad diets. Don't believe in taking think about it. Don't believe in this is going to help you do that. This is going to help you do this. That's a lot of that happening on like the shield, the little purple bottle shield, sprayed on, all the scratches gone forever. That's a lie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, don't believe in the hype.
I mean,
there's a lot of people watch your car again.
Yeah. I mean, just think about how many people are in the United States who have cars who could be marketed to, right? Like, our channel right now at about 80,000 subscribers, we're growing, and yours too, Eddie, you're getting close to 5,000, right? Like, that's a lot of human beings who subscribe to our channels and watch our content. But 300-400 million people in the United States, obviously that's a very broad estimate, could potentially be getting marketed to, right? Who have vehicles. Like, the amount of people who don't know the niche stuff that we do, being like in the detailers club, there's just a lot of misinformation out there. And there's new people coming in all the time.
Yeah, it's a struggle too. Like, I remember meeting Ivan for the first time. I was like, never. Like, I saw him on your channel a long time ago. He was washing his Jeep, and the first thing I heard that broke my mind, it's like, you don't need rinseless wash means you don't have to use water, because we hear the word rinseless and the first thing everyone in the world thinks, no, look, you watching, stop lying. You were the first person to say, why do I need to use water if it's a rinseless? The goal of the rinseless wash was to remove the step. It wasn't to remove the whole process, right? It's remove the step of drying or rinsing off before drying. And I remember meeting that. So I was like, man, I can't wait to meet this guy, because at the end of the day, is he really what he's about, or is he fake? No, sorry, Ivan, I thought about you in that way. That's how I felt. And then I met you, and then you taught my kids the same way you talk on the internet. And I go, either this guy's a robot or he believes what he believes in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
What is the fake detailer shirt for those who don't know the inside info?
All right. Okay. Let's have a moment of silence for what I'm about to say. What had happened was I had made a video. Everyone, and look, please do not unsubscribe if I say this. We all have a matter of opinion, right? We all believe in what we believe in. We all like what we like. That's just life, okay?
Right.
So if I say this, please relax. Stop, relax. What had happened was I had made a video about a product that I received that was 2 years old. And I took the bottle of the video. I put it under the sun. It said 2 years old, right, when it was made. And I put it against their current Revision 4. And this product, you know, was their maintenance line. It was orange. It says Opti in front of it, in case you're wondering. And then I do the test, and I go, oh, man, this is what Opti O&R should have been, was this Opti coat, because Opti coat was pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. It's super slick. It has a bunch of probably gloss enhancers in it, whatever have you, but it's a good product. O&R version.
OptiCoat no rinse? Or what are you talking
about? Yeah. OptiCoat no rinse. Okay. The yellow stuff was like the maintenance line. Yeah. It's a great product. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. It's old and it smells like raunchy mangoes. But nonetheless, outside of those things, I made a video, and at that time, the person who was working with that company put some stuff on Facebook, and I saved all of it, right? Just in case he ever comes after me, I have receipts. And he said that I was fake. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know blah, 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 blah. And here's the thing about the internet, right? Before YouTube, I already had a business part-time where I was making close to 80K in detailing. And that's part-time. I work a full-time job.
Yeah.
That's me doing ceramic coating. So I did YouTube as a way out. So in my mind, I'm like, this guy to call me out like that and that doesn't own me and call me a fake detailer, I could either rebuttal him and say things and be toxic, or come at him. Well, I already did, right? I made pictures of him and this other guy, like mini me. I did. And then fake detailer came out of that. So fake detailer was like, I'll embrace it. Cause at the end of the day, all of us online, we fake it until we make it. Like, what is really detailing and why do we make it so hard? It's washing the car. The end result is, how glossy can I get my car in a certain amount of time, right? Isn't that the end of it? How clean can I get it?
Make your customers happy. That's what matters.
So I was like, I'll take it. So fake detailer came out of hate. It was a love project that came out of hate. My daughter designed the logo, and we just started using that money to give back to the community. So every time somebody buys a fake detailer shirt, we put a pool and either give it away on my channel or Jamie's channel. But that it came out of hate, dude. And it's been there ever since. Probably one, maybe two shirts bought a month, but I did it just to prove a point.
Eddie, what do you think is fake in the detailing industry?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my Lord.
Like, what is real and what is fake? Or maybe
just I think we all right, let's talk about what is real, right? There's always going to be price points differences, right? Chemicals are expensive. Some chemicals are expensive. Some are not. I think that's a real thing, right? R&D costs money. So NASA, you know why NASA program was so expensive? The launching of the rocket was probably $100 million. The getting the rocket to launch costs billions of dollars, right? It was the research to get there. So the real thing is those innovating, those coming out with new products, that's R&D. You have to pay somebody in their mind and time to do that. That's real. What the fake is, are the results. So ceramic coatings are not bulletproof. Ceramic coatings can't stop. Like, just because it says lifetime doesn't mean that you have to stop washing your car. If you do that, you're stupid. I'm just going to say, like, if you say, I'm going to stop washing my car, he said it was lifetime, you set him up and yourself up to say it was wrong, right? It's either going to last a lifetime if you take care of it, or it's not. It's like, right? It's like your body, your health. You have one body. I'm either going to take care of it. If I don't, you end up fat like me. It's a cause and effect, right? So I think the real part of detailing is the R&D. There's research and money needed to get to the rocket launch, and that's the end result, the products we use. The fake is all the fake hype, the lies, the it can or can't, the taking people for their money and not giving them solid products. I think all that stuff is fake, like, or not taking feedback. There's companies out there that want your feedback but don't want your feedback. I've never heard of that in my life. Look at you guys. I started naming
the company. Give me an example. Because I used to be you, right? In my shop, Hawk Pro Detailing, you get sent stuff all the time. You get people wanting to do videos promoting their products, right? But now I see you send photos, like, you got IK sprayers showing up in your garage. You got all kinds of companies sending you boxes. I see your videos. Like, it's like Christmas every day at the Cologne household. Yeah. So you're in that spot where you're getting a lot of attention from companies right now.
And that's the sad part, too, because what people don't know, if I could pull it up, is I pay for a lot of my products.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I pay for a lot of my giveaways. I last year, I spent $46,000 as a company on giveaways. That was my write-off. That was giving away pressure washers. That was giving away chemicals. And even if I don't do the giveaway on the channel, I did giveaways in people. Like, I'll get a text like, hey, man, I need this. And then it breaks my heart because I'm like, I'm fortunate to have what I have. So I'll send them stuff. Right. So I want people to know that I buy my own stuff. Yeah, I got Hydro Light for free. But I mean, Nick, you can go look at my past orders. I buy stuff all the time from you and give it to people.
Yep.
All the time. So I think from that perspective is, example, I get sent a product. They're like, hey, we want you to test it. When you hear the words, we want you to test it. Ivan, what comes to mind, Ivan and Nick?
That means you're in an R&D project and you're giving your honest evaluation of it.
Yeah. Meaning that you want feedback. You want the feedback. Yeah. May be good, may be bad. And sometimes, like, I even told Ivan, I texted you one time. I said, your first batch of new rentals that you're coming up. By the way, everyone who's watching this, he is coming up with a version 2. That's almost a Pussin. All right, but
the thing is, like, when I got sent product, I never wanted to be handled, because when I was a journalist and we'd go and do a shoot somewhere and the PR person got involved and they were like, you should take this shot here, or maybe it'd be good if you asked them this question, I was like, don't tell me what to, don't handle me. So I don't even be like, we want you to test this. I'm like, I'm even more hands off than I'm like, can we send you this product, you do whatever you want with it. That's honestly how I feel, because, like, I don't want to handle anybody, right? I know it's not true journalism out there. I know that there's incentives, right? You do a video and then you do a discount code in the description and maybe you get some payoff for your hard work. Like, there are definitely incentives built into this whole process of doing videos and having influencers. But, like, I just try to be as hands-off as possible, Eddie. And I'm sure you see different approaches from companies, right?
Yeah, I've never gotten paid at all one iota of coin. I think the only thing I had paid out of is the affiliate link, and I specifically state I only have a couple that if I like you as a company, I'll use you. If I don't, I'm not shouting you out like Jamie 10. That's not me, right? So
is that Jamie Cleaner?
Dude, he know Jamie. You know, and I know that you know you got more coupon codes than the national debt. But when I say, when you ask the question,
you can't knock the hustle though, man.
I know he likes.
He's out there grinding in his garage.
But you know what I mean, though, right? Like, I don't. Cool. You send me stuff, I'm not just going to ask for a coupon code unless I like you.
Right.
First of all, I got to know what your company stands for, because if you're a bunch of snakes, I don't want to be affiliated with you. Mm. I want to see how you treat people, your customer service. Those things are important to me, right? Because at the end of the day, you asked a question about testing. And there was a company that sent me some stuff about one of their products. And I said, have you used it against the things that are out? Not in, like, the AutoZone stores, but, like, against other companies.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Your baseline is this, right? If you're starting a detailing company, is if you come out with a rinseless wash, your rinseless wash has to go against a line of rinseless washers. You got to go against the DIYs. You got to go against the McKee V2s, the Fine Lab. You have to go against the Absolute. Even there's a list of chemicals that you are up against, right? You're coming into a market that's already has a lot of stuff. We won't say saturated, because there's always room for improvement. So if I tell you that you need to compare yours to those, it's because I'm telling you they're the best. That one person was offended. I got the best product in the world. I'm like, cool. I mean, at the end of the day, that's between you and God. Just don't ask me for my feedback, because I'm always be honest with you.
No, so Eddie, I've got a question for
you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I have a question for Eddie. Why is your channel only at 4,500 subscribers?
I don't know. I did everything you all said. Nick, your audio, I got nice mics and now they're crispy, right? The sound's crisp.
Unforgivable to have bad audio. That was my thing. I was like, yeah, get your audio, put a dang mic on, you know?
Yeah. I did what Ivan said, you know, have fun doing you, but have teachable moments. I took it from just reviews. I busted out the $10,000 camera, made it 4K. I don't know. I've only been around for a year and 3 months, or a year and 4 months. So that's probably why, but, I don't know how else to promote it. I've tried my best. I just let it grow naturally.
So go to the link below and you'll find a link to Eddie's channel. And if you're buying stuff from us, his coupon code is Rinseless10. So, you know, use it, abuse it, have fun with it. But Eddie, you know, if you watch his channel and especially the podcast, you've got great engagement. Like you only have 4,500 subscribers, but all your lives have over 100 people on them. The podcast, you've got great engagement with your people, but they're not subscribing. And that, you know, I think there's one thing you're not doing in your videos, and that's actually asking people to subscribe.
I started. I do want to say this now that you gave me the opportunity on your platform, because you have thank you for this, by the way. Everyone who has, like, I'm so grateful for everyone who is part of the community. I call it the culture. That's my hashtag, right? They're part of the culture, right? I created a fat man symbol where donut in the sky, and there was this guy named Super Al 2K. He made it for me, and that's a symbol, right? People know when you put that up, it's time for Eddie to check it out. So, and they're all engaged, and I will never take that for granted. And there's times where if I see a need in the people that subscribe to me, me and Bev try to fulfill that need. We'll try to send them chemicals to help them out and things of that nature. Like, so I am grateful for it. I don't care if it stops at 4,500, if I can keep the same 4,500 and me and Joey could have the 100 to 200 people on live like we do now. Yeah. I'm fortunate.
Yeah, no, it's very much, like I said, your channel is a community. Your channel is fun. We know that we're looking at Eddie. We're not looking at someone acting. We're not looking at someone that's pretending to be someone else. You really are yourself. And recently you've put out, a health challenge for yourself. You've changed your eating habits. You're trying to lose some weight. You're trying to get out of the, you know, soon instead of the donut in the sky, it'll be a steak in the sky. But
That's the thing about carnivore. The thing about carnivore, Eddie, is like delicious. You know, you get to eat delicious food.
Yeah. Here's the thing that came up. I think I've been visited last year when my wife was about to go into chemo.
Yeah.
Right. She already had her surgery and Ivan even looked at me. You know, if you get to know Ivan, he's upfront. This man is just, he's savage, bro. He's like, hey, maybe you should go on keto. I was like,
dude, Ivan literally told me, like, when we started DIY Detail, he's like, Nick, you're getting fat. That's what he told me. Like, he just says it like it is, man. Like,
yeah, but I never thought about it. I didn't take it as offense because I know he was looking out for me because by the way, he was treating my girls and teaching them. I didn't take it serious until I was telling you guys, right? This is the life change for me. It's like, I put all my energy in YouTube and my current job and my family, but I forgot one thing in that equation. It's myself, right? So thank you, Ivan, for bringing it to mind, for teaching me how to make the cheeses and the bacon and the eggs, to now supporting me because I got to call you yesterday about some things I was experiencing. So I appreciate you for doing that. I think this journey is going to be great for me. More energy, the more I could just be myself. Like, I'm ready. Like, I feel good 2 weeks in.
And your kids need you, bro. Like, everybody needs you, you know? Yeah. You're by yourself.
And having just spent 30-some hours in airplanes in the last couple of days, we can all learn one thing from that presentation at the beginning. Put your mask on before helping someone else. Meaning, help. You can't help anyone else if you're dying of no oxygen. So you need to help yourself before you can help someone else. And the fact that you're taking your health into consideration and doing that shows how much you care for everyone around you because you're trying to help yourself so you can help them.
Eddie, you're so in tune with the culture, as you say, and like you're still a working detailer. You know, in terms of like helping people, what is helping them and what is hurting them in terms of detailing? Detailing companies, products, are people, you know, learning the wrong techniques? Are they buying the wrong stuff? Like you are the man of the people, dude. You're the people's champ, right? So you have your finger right on the pulse.
I think it's expectation. Let me explain that. So they see all these Instagram detailers doing Ferraris, doing Lexuses, the G-Wagons. The expectation is that's not real life for many of us. I live in Pocatello. Let me tell you, the last G-Wagon I touched was a car toy. So taper your expectation, right? If you want to get into business, everyone has a car. Remember those words. Everyone has a car. Everyone can get a ceramic coating. Everyone can get interior ceramic, right? Set your expectation for your area and then narrow your focus. You have two kinds of details, right? You have those that are like, Ed, I love that guy. Like me and Ed talk all the time. I think he buys more products than me. He just wants it. He just wants to try it, right? You got the triers and you got those that want to make
a
career.
Ed or Neelis?
Yeah, or Neelis. Yeah, I love that dude. He's like,
he was an early supporter of us. He found us through Carlos Serrano. Like,
he buys it all. Dude, he buys it all. And him and I will talk. You have the guy who wants to try it all, which to him is just fun. You go out in your car on Saturday, you do your stuff. His expectation is he's going to have fun and the products need to work. You got the guy starting up or the woman or they and them starting up where they want to make money. Your expectation is everyone has a car. You are worth your money. Make sure that you price yourself to be not affordable, because there's enough of those people trying to come up in the market that's affordable and does trash. Make sure you price yourself that your time is worth money and set that expectation that you're not, you might not do a Ferrari your whole career, but gosh darn it, you're making more than a person who did one Ferrari in a month, or you're doing five coatings a month. Does that make sense? That to me is one of the things that they should taper. You're either in one of two camps. Set your expectation for whichever camp you're in.
Yeah. You know, detailers need to really focus on professional detailers, on profitability. And because if you're not making a profit, you won't be there to serve your customers down the road. So you need to make a profit to provide good customer service. And, you know, setting expectations is a big one. There's more cars that go through one car wash in a day than many detailers will do in their whole career. And, you know, the car wash owners, they own Ferraris, by scratching cars up every day. And then detailers dream of detailing a Ferrari. But it should be the other way around. We're the luxury service. We're the ones providing real value for what we're doing.
It's cool to work on those nice cars, but sometimes it doesn't really pay.
Dude, I got a Subaru coming in.
Yeah,
that Subaru is going to pay me as much as a Lexus would. I don't care what kind of car you got.
Exactly.
If it could fit in a garage, I'll do it. Set your expectation. And then if you're just doing this for fun, heck yeah, dude. But look, I know Ivan doesn't agree with this, but if you're doing this for fun, it's like this. You're not married, right? You're not loyal to any one company. Try it. And then you'll come back to DIY Incredibles like I did the other day and was like, gosh darn, this soap is great. Or I go back to like ADS, this soap is great. Like these, you guys make good crap, not crap. You might make great stuff. And I think you get slept on because you keep hearing DIY, DIY, DIY. You guys make stuff that work. And you'll see.
That's the thing is, if we just stick around and we keep educating, like I want people to try whatever they want to try, because I was like that too. I'm like, you're not going to tell me what I can and cannot use to clean cars, like whoever you are, right? It was like, you can't tell me just to use this one system. I want to try other stuff. Like I'm American. I'm free. I could try, people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But we're still here with integrity and we want you to like trust us and learn from us. And when you're ready to come on back, we'll be here. We're going to keep innovating and you may stray and do what you want to do, but hopefully you come back or you just use some of our products, right? Like, Incredible Suds, Eddie. I feel like we haven't talked about that product.
Dude, it's a sleeper. I was telling this in my video. I feel like, here's what I feel like. I feel like COVID's over and people forgot it existed, right? So
we moved garages and we don't have the nice MJJC in the new shop, right? And we just stopped doing foam cannon videos, Ivan, like in January, and then a little bit in March we did a couple. But I just feel like we haven't been talking about Incredible Suds.
Bro,
you'll be back in August.
You'll be back in August. Good, because I glugged it. I put it in. I was like, look.
Oh, I love the glug method.
I put it in. I foamed it on, and I watched it. And at that moment, Ivan and Nick, I was like, dang, bro, this soap is good. Like, it's not just good. It's two goods. And how it pulls the soap down, and I overuse the product. There's some guys over the pond that can't even make it foam with 1 ounce, which is hard for me to believe because I tried. We'll leave it there. Anyway, if you haven't tried it, Incredible Suds is one of those banger products that people stop talking about it. I don't know why. It's good. Real good.
So Speaking of incredible suds, we have a sale on right now on Rinseless Wash and Marvelous Wash. So 25% off till the end of the month. Just thought I'd throw that in there. And another segue, ceramic coatings. Eddie, you've done the biggest expose ever in the world on rinseless washing. And every rinseless wash in the world, even some that don't exist yet, you've tried, which is great. You know, it gives you great feedback. Are you going to maybe do the same thing with coatings one day? Or I know you've tried many, many, many different types of coatings. So
that's a great question, Ivan. I think my feedback for rinseless is done. I think there's just one more, right? Once DIY launches, I got to redo my top five list. Mm-hmm. I did that based on the stuff that was here.
Yeah, current.
Ceramic coatings is one of those things that we do a lot of that I haven't really taken my time to do. I think we need it. I think we need to understand what makes a good ceramic coating, what doesn't. Is it, I would say, yeah, in the future, my goal was, here's what I started with, Ivan. I started to go down the rabbit hole of different companies and what they have to offer for wash clay, ceramic, and interior clay.
Yeah.
So far, I've done like four. DIY is next, Coach Kemi, and then you have, I bought it all, right? I paid for it all. Car Pro, Ammo, they're all in the cabinet, and I stopped doing it because I wanted to take a break from the selling because I feel like I was selling other people's products. Like, at what point in time is soap? At what point in time does it work and not work? At what point in time where people really think about cost per wash? I bet no one talks about that.
No.
But
it's not as sexy as foam, right?
Like, think about it. Coach Kemi, I almost said a swear word on your channel. I got taken to church on a soap that is the same soap, but they removed the scent. Why the heck are you selling me two soaps that are the same soap, same pH, but a different scent? That pisses me off. But to your point, Ivan, ceramic coatings.
The same price, though.
Okay, you got me there. That's my point, too. That's the anger part. It's like, one's $30 more. Why?
Okay. How did you know they were the same soap?
Because I asked them in person.
Oh.
I said, why is this soap out and this soap out? Oh, this one has a different scent. So what? You're going to drop me $30? If it's the same soap, why am I paying $30 more for the other? That's another thing that you got to stop the cap on. And then to your point, Ivan, I do intend to do a ceramic one. So I have Hydrolite in the shop. I have your hydro coating that I applied for.
Yeah.
I have ADS. So I do want to do a test, but I don't want to do a torture test. I want to do a test where I could put it on five different cars that I see all the time.
Yeah.
And then rotate the maintenance without topping to see which one lasts longer.
Oh, that's cool.
That's my goal. We'll see. I haven't recorded any of that. I just put in my Year Able app.
Yep.
Those hydrolite beads on my Subaru. I don't know if you guys saw that on our Instagram story, but they were like insane. I mean, I'm a believer. Obviously, it's like part of our company, Ivan. So I'm going to promote it. But I know hydrolite's been more of your baby, but I was just like, wow. And then the videos of hydro, obviously.
Wild, dude. Insane. Hydro. Yeah. Hydro. C6. All right, Ivan.
C6 hydro.
C6 Hydro is touched by God. It's absolutely touched by the Lord himself, like angels peed in the bottle. I don't know how that worked out to be, but I've applied OP7, ADS Pro. I've applied some big hitters, and like the installation of just C6 is a little easier than most of them. Don't sleep on it, though, because if you let it dry, you're sanding it.
Yeah, high spots
Hydro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Hydrolite was so forgiving.
Oh, yeah. That one's forgiving. I'm talking about the Hydro itself. And I'll give you an example.
The Pro version, yeah.
Yeah. Ivan put it on my Tesla, and I've never seen Ivan and Sylvie miss this, but I think they did this on purpose. Because Sylvie's always behind Ivan buffing off, and Ivan's doing, there's a high spot on the Tesla, like right here by the white part, still there from that we couldn't reactivate. You remember we started laughing?
Yeah.
Because we were like, let's go get Mexican. Screw that. I'm going to leave it on there.
Yeah. Now, you've got the pickup truck. What have you put on it? Or actually, no, sorry. Bev has the pickup truck, not you.
So we put a coating to test. We're going to recoat it in, we're going to recoat half of it in Hydrolite.
Okay.
And put it up against this other coating that we're testing.
Oh, boy.
I should put Hydro on there.
What has you excited, Eddie? Because now that you get all the products, you've got all the products, all the toys, like what still excites you about detailing?
This is gonna sound so dumb, and I don't want to ride on like Ivan's coattails. Is how can I get it done faster? Mm-hmm. I get tired of look, guys. I polish cars so much, I get tired. of doing the same compound, same polish, same pad. So what I started doing, Ivan, close your ear, Ivan. Don't look at me weird. Just for the stress of all of it, right? Just because I was bored, and maybe that's like my thing. I started rotary, doing everything with the rotary, just like because I like the stress. So I say
it's fun, right? And it's more, it's quieter, smoother.
Yeah, it's quieter, smoother. Ivan got me onto the Flex a long time ago. I do got to try your polisher. I haven't tried the rotary yet, but I use that or a cordless one. It's just, for me, it's how can I get it done faster? And when I say faster, not a sloppy job. How can the soaps clean better? How can the wheel more cleaners? Efficient. Yeah, more efficient. I want to take my hours from coating, polishing a car from like 4.5 hours to 2.5. How can I do that?
Is that because you want the time and because you're kind of gamifying it? Like, how can I just master this craft? Not for Instagram to make it perfect paint, but how can I get this all done in less time? Or is it mostly the time?
Just think about it, right? Like, I work a full-time job. A lot of people don't know that. Like, I work from early mornings to late at night. So when I do these cars on the weekend, the ceramic coatings, I have to film and then also edit.
Yeah.
So before, I could care less if it took like half a Saturday.
Right.
But I'm like, I got to get this video done so I could release it on Saturday because the algorithm wants it on Saturday. The people want it on Saturday, right? So I was like, how can I cut the crap, get this car finished in 2.5 hours, like, well, shoot my video in the same time, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to be efficient and all that. Go upstairs, tell my kids, see you next week, and then edit the videos by myself and then get it released. So I needed to be more efficient so I could have more time to edit those videos so I could hit I missed one on Wednesday, so now I'm gonna have to do one on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I usually try to do Monday, Tuesday. I haven't shot one yet because I'm like, I have no time.
Yeah.
See, the problem I had is I would always have videos stacked up, even with Hawk Pro, and it's the editing. But you just get them done. If you've shot, you don't have like 10 in the queue of videos you've recorded.
Dude, it's like edited. You guys are so intelligent, right? Because I know you and Ivan probably think about where you're going to shoot. Ivan, I don't know how you do your video schedule, like when you guys meet and do your thing. But for me, it's like, I got to be excited about it. Like, if I want to troll somebody, I got, oh my gosh, I got it, or I'm going to troll them. If I want to try a crappy product that I buy, is it here? Like, I bought Touchless. I specifically bought it from Canada for a reason. I won't say it on your channel, but shout out to Chris, you know, Carzilla. He's one of your distributors, right? For DIY.
Yeah. Yep.
I bought Touchless version 2. I got Touchless version 1. I'm going to make a troll video. Did you waste your money? And do I care about PIR? I don't know what a PIR mean. So I think about these things throughout the week of what do people want to see? Because they have you and Ivan for education, but can I make it educational? Is it worth their money? That's how I think, right? So I have a book actually here where I have videos written out that I want to do, but sometimes it's like time. If I have ceramic coatings this week, like I have two cars, one Thursday, and then one this weekend, that's a big job. I don't have time to sit there and do a 5-hour video on what's the best soap.
No. Yeah. Now, people that are watching this, leave a comment below. What do you want to see Eddie do? Mm-hmm. What will make you want to subscribe to his channel?
The paradox of all of this is the algorithm just wants more from you, Eddie. And yet that's where burnout comes in, and your family needs you and everything. And so it's kind of a cruel thing because it'll just take as much as you can give it. And I know how badly you want to succeed on YouTube. It's like as badly as you want to breathe. Mm-hmm. And it comes through in a really honest way. Like, you care this much about your videos and the people. And so I'm rooting for you, man.
I don't like the burnout piece. I don't really... My mental, I don't know, man. I've always believed in hard work, right? Like, there's a thing my dad taught me a long time ago. It's like, you got to hustle until you no longer have to introduce yourself, right? Work hard enough so when you walk into a room, they're like, oh, that's Eddie. Like, we know him. When I did YouTube, it was never the thought to be like at 1 million subscribers. That's a dream. But the goal is like, how can I get to 50K and have DIY help me and all these other companies buy a detail van and we drive down together, eat like steaks and hand it to someone on a live video? Like, that to me excites me, right? That's the exciting part of all this. Or how can I rinse this wash faster than Ivan? If you haven't watched this man rinse this wash, do this freaking fast. I get tired half a panel. I'm done. I'm going to do it my way, right? How can we, like, we sanded your car on that one time. You remember? We took the sand to your hood, and we were just having a good time. Like, how do we capture it on camera so people can see that? Detailing is freaking fun. It is fun.
Yes,
to just foam. Not even just
it
the...
It is fun.
It's the... It's like we're hanging out, just laughing, watching Nick over do a door jam, and Isabel's done with half the car, and you know it's fun. Detailing's fun, dude.
Yeah, like, it's the stuff that doesn't get talked about when we, you know, talk about efficiency or profitability or this product or that product or running a business. It's like, let's not forget. And I know, Ivan, you mentioned this a lot too, because we know the enthusiast is probably the main, you know, audience for our channel. It's like, this is fun, right? It's like father and son washing their car in the driveway like it used to be. Like, this is just really fun. Like, I had my kids do this video about C6 Hydro Light coming out.
Yeah,
Max was like, the hydrophobics, I hear they're insane. And literally, I took them out for school yesterday morning. I kid you not. And Max noticed all the other cars in the parking lot, the fat flat beating or just no water at all. And Max was like, whoa, look at all those water beads. I'm like, yeah, that's Hydro Light. That's what I paid you $10 to act on the little commercial for. That's his coating, man. He's like, whoa. And I saw the light bulb go off for him. I'm like, maybe he'll be a detailer, you know? It's still early, right? He's only 8. So
yeah,
that was fun to me, like seeing that light bulb go off. And they were putting their fingers on the hood, you know, I don't really care. And like putting their fingers on the water beads and watching them move. And they're like, we can't even get the water. Like the water beads just like, it's like moving out of like a little... like alien jellyfish in The Simpsons or something. Like it won't, they can't get their finger to stick on the water. And I just blew the water beads off. Anyway, it was just cool to see that. And that's another thing, Eddie, I know you work with your daughters a lot. Detailing is fun.
It's fun. It's absolutely, like, Ivan's been doing it for 40 years. Ivan, there's people who are in the, like, I work in a computer business and after 25, you're tired. They don't want to do it. They find ways out. Like what's your motivation keep doing what you're doing? Like, you're traveling around the world, right?
Yeah. Like, but it's just fun. It's, you know, like Nick's reaction with his kids, seeing them playing with the water beads. That to me is spectacular. When I, you know, I was just in Australia and we did some C6 nights and we put C6 on a couple vehicles. And an hour later, we're out there with a pressure washer hitting it with water. And the detailers that have been detailing for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, seeing the water behavior on a car, of a freshly coated car, and water behavior they've never seen before in their lives.
Yep.
They're like little children. Man, it was fun to see. And that's what motivates me. It's getting out there and meeting people. You know, people ask us, we travel all over the world and we live in a tour bus. So we don't take the tour bus to Australia, but, you know, in North America, we travel in the tour bus and people ask us, you know, what's your favorite city? Where do you like to go? Honestly, we don't know, because we travel to meet people. We don't travel to go to destinations or things. And that meeting people is what really motivates me. It's getting to see those expressions, getting to see those faces, like detailing. When you've detailed a car and you hand the keys back to the customer and they're blown away and they're looking at their car like, it was never this beautiful when I bought it at the dealership. As detailed as we know that what comes out of a dealership, even though it's brand new, it still needs a lot of work. But for the average consumer, that's in their eyes as good as a vehicle can ever be. And then they bring it to a detailer and we improve it. And that the joy that they have from seeing their car, they drop it off in the morning, it looked like crap. They pick it up in the afternoon and it's a brand new vehicle again and better than new. That spark, that joy is, you know, what motivates a lot of detailers.
And that's the thing too, like, I encourage people, here's what I love about detailing, guys. Like, it's not sexist, it's not biased, it doesn't care what nationality you are, it doesn't care what state, country you're from. Detailing doesn't care. Do you think about that? It's the first thing. No one cares what kind of intelligence you have, what your SAT score was, what you scored in college, what you look like. Detailer doesn't give a crap. All it cares is the outcome. And that's you caring, right? So that's what I love about detailing. You could be old, young, fat, skinny, tall. You could be a McGurk, High Spot McGee. I mean, it doesn't matter. Detailing doesn't care. That's what I love about it. You don't. You could start at 10 years old. You could start at 5 years old. And it doesn't matter. Detailing will always be there, and it's always easy. It's always fun, and it's always relaxing. Detailing doesn't care. That's what I love about it.
It's like an equalizer in that way, right? Like, it's a low barrier of entry. anybody who's willing to work hard can achieve these results. And that's what's so beautiful about it.
And the only toxic thing about detailing is people taking advantage of people starting out. That bothers me. It's like the ladies who get catfished on, I say ladies, like I think about my mom, right? Who get catfished on the phone. Like your credit card is like maxed out. And my mom, you know, she barely speaks English. So she's like, what? And you know, she does stuff and they take your money, right? It's like that. You got to be careful with these companies and the new ones popping up with the Typhon 5, F5C5 coding that only aliens get that they pee out. You got to be careful with the F11s, right? You got to be careful because that's your hard earned money. Vet them, right? It's not expensive to get something from DIY or some of these other brands that I really love. It's not expensive at all. I could buy a rinseless wash right now for 25% off. You like that plug? I even did that for you. But it's watch. You got to watch your food, right? You got to watch out because people will take advantage of you in this industry or they'll sell you something that you don't need. Like not everyone needs a mighty light $20,000 machine. Like,
hey, I take exception to that. Eddie, all right. Everybody needs a hot water extractor if they're serious detailers.
I don't think so.
You've never had one. I know. I'm just.
I know. I have a. See, you haven't been to the garage yet. See, you haven't been to the garage in a long time because I have,
you have
one
an extractor.
Steam.
Oh, steam. Literally, yeah.
Steam extracting. Like, if it needs an extractor and there's throw up, I'm not taking that car. Go to someone else.
Yeah, it's not your job.
I know you're like this guy's petty. No, for real, dude. If it's throw up.
You are a profitable detailer, dude. You make good money. You do the jobs you want to do. You're having fun. I think it's great. I'm still a purist about the extractor, though. I really love an extraction process to deeply
not
dial
everyone in. Needs a $20,000 extractor. That's like everyone needs a Fortador. No one needs a Fortador. You see one of those, Ivan? One of those Lamborghini? Yeah. No one needs that freaking steamer. What the heck? 150 bars times 10. No one needs that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Buy the Lamborghini, buy the Lamborghini steamer, finance it when you're just starting out. No, it's hard. But I mean, detailing is one of those industries where there's not a lot of upfront costs. Like I explored going into carpet cleaning for a while and I had my $2,500 extractor. You know, they call it a portable and it's on wheels and you could really do houses with that. You have a long hose and a wand, but you're not getting as much PSI. You're not getting as much heat. The way you get that is when you buy one of these truck mounts, right? One of these vans that have the big operation inside of it. And that's a lot of money, right? And even that is a lot more buy-in than most detailers ever have to do to get started. So, no, you don't need an extractor.
Because they go on Instagram. Here's what I like about Carlos Serrano. His stuff is simple. He has the truck that he uses to drive all over. And he uses what he wants, dude. Like, I think he uses Kirkland tile. He doesn't care. He gets the job done. Right,
yeah. He loves interiors too.
He loves interiors, guy,
so he's a man after my heart.
Yeah, but I see these people with like a $80,000 van. Good for you if you can afford it, right? If you can afford it, you do that. That's awesome. But if you can't afford it, you don't need $1,000 to get started in detailing. I don't think you need that. I saw what you did with Archer when you converted him over to his DIY, his affordable chemicals, and he gets the job done. Like,
yeah.
So.
Eddie, any other truths about the industry you want to expose before we're done here?
No, I just so everyone, if you're watching, just you got to watch out for the pennies and let the dollars take care of themselves. So be about your money, right? You earned it. You want to work for it. So if you spend it, make sure it's a viable company. Make sure that they have content that you can look at that can help you learn and make sure it's not one of those trying to quick fix. If it's like one of those things like quick fix or what is it? Hot tips. What's those new keywords they use on their like thumbnails? Like, bro, it's like five ways to lose your scratches. There's actually one. You get repainted, or you can buff them out. Like, you know, right? Yeah. I mean, like, you can't spray a coating on a car unless waxes. You can fill them with waxes, but just be about your business. Take care of your money. And vet a company, like, and enjoy detailing. I think detailing should be fun. If you're not having fun, something's wrong.
Right. If it feels like you're working, you're doing something wrong. So
real quick, speaking to the everyday person, Eddie, what would you say? You could name brands or not, but would you say they can get everything they need locally at their local like hardware store, like O'Reilly, Napa, you know, or Walmart? Or would you go online and follow some of the bigger brands if you're just starting out?
That's like putting... I No, I wouldn't. Like, we all shop. Okay, here's the thing. We all shop online. Right. I tried it. Okay. I went to the AutoZone and got some companies, and then I bought stuff online, and there's stuff I could get direct from y'all or some other companies and ADS. Those things are way better, in my opinion. Cost per use is down. Like, I'm not spending, like, if you buy 16 ounces of a Meguiar's product or whatever it is at AutoZone, and you have to use a lot for it to do its job, at the end of the day, you wasted money because now you have to buy more of it. But if I could buy all clean and dilute it 1 to 15, it's a bet, dude. You're betting, right? Can you? Yes. Yes, you can. Enjoy. If that's all you want to do, cool. But should you? That's between you and God. Nope, not me.
There are big stores with a lot of locations, and they obviously are reaching a lot of people. So that's a real question people would want to have answered. Is like, all right, just sifting through it all. Should I go? It's like, yeah, you can.
You can. You got to be careful. You got to just be careful not to, you see $12.99, but you have to use half the bottle.
Yeah. The products aren't bad. They're just not. So ours, even though our name is DIY Detail, they're professional products. You know, we've never hidden that. They're professional grade products, but our name makes it so that people doing it themselves, it's approachable, it's fun. And that's our whole goal, is to make detailing fun, to make detailing enjoyable, but with good quality products. And yes, you can go down to the local parts store or hardware store and buy some stuff. But like Eddie said, you're going to be paying 2, 3, 4 times the price, not of the bottle, but when you've actually used the stuff. And that's where it makes a big difference.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, example, CarPro, I bought 32 ounces of iron remover. It stinks, by the way. It's the worst smelling iron remover of my life. Like, if cancer had a scent, it was the CarPro iron remover.
Oh my gosh.
I used, the bottle cost me $22 for 30 ounces or whatever. I think it was more than that. And to do two wheels, because I thought it wasn't reacting versus the other stuff that I had, it was expensive. The wheels itself was like $5 a wheel to clean. That's ridiculous. Like, if you're thinking about making money, $5 a wheel, that including the wash. Yeah, dude. It's no thanks.
You better be charging a lot or working really fast.
Yeah, you got to work fast because I'm living that poor life. So, well, thank you for having me on. I know we're at time. I appreciate you both. And it was great.
Yeah. So we'll see you tomorrow, which is actually yesterday. And
yes, hopefully this is a nice dessert. You know, the appetizer was on Eddie's channel, and we're here for some Friday fun.
Right. The heat.
So where can they find you, Eddie? Other than, you know, the links are down below, but say it out loud.
Yeah, EC Details at YouTube. You know, we're Road to 5,000. We're giving away a Krenzla. And all you have to do is be a subscriber. We don't do this. You got to pay in any kind of thing. So we're giving away a Krenzla, and we're giving away some products. And then you can find me on Instagram at EC_details_. I don't know why it was like that. Just someone took my name, and I'm licensed. Anyway, nonetheless, you find me on Instagram. Find me on my channel. And
And when's the Keep It Real podcast?
Keep It Real's podcast every Thursday, 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Joey time Pacific.
All right, Eddie. Thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate y'all.